asking you to give us a little statement as to why you want to do this, what made you apply, whatever you choose to put in your statement, and then we will ask questions, and this will last 20 to 25 minutes total. So with that, I'd like to, and it is being recorded for the record, and with that, I would like you to just let us know what you'd like to tell us.
Sure. So to start, I guess I'll give you a little bit of my background. I was born and raised in Clayton, so just south of here. Went to Clayton High School. And then went up to Boston for college and law school. Met my husband there. Stayed for a few years and worked as an attorney for the Massachusetts legislature. I drafted probably 1,000 bills and reviewed many, many more than that. It's a full-time legislature. It's very intense. But eventually it was time to move home. I wanted to be closer to my family, and quite frankly, although people on both of the coasts look at me like I'm nuts, the quality of living here is far higher. It's just easier. Life is just happier. So my husband, who's from New York, moved to St. Louis with me. We have been in U City for a little over 3 years. We bought a home in University Hills. Upon returning to St. Louis, I started working for the St. Louis Association of Realtors as their assistant government affairs director and then their government affairs director. So that gives me a pretty strong working knowledge of real estate in St. Louis and the things that are desired by homeowners and home buyers in the area. That is all part of the reason I applied. I think I have a strong professional background that enables me to help U City and move it forward. I have a strong legislative knowledge and knowledge of legislation and how that is created, what makes strong and weak legislation. But in addition, I am a parent of a one-year-old daughter, and I think that something that could be brought to the U City Council is the voice of a young parent and homeowner, and just what that population is looking for in U City and what they're interested in seeing this community do moving forward. So that's kind of why I applied. And I just want to be able to help. I think that's most of the time that's why people apply for these kind of positions or why they run for these kind of positions. Some sadly do it out of ego or spite, but I think the general population does it because they want to help, and I think I have the skills to do that.
Thank you. So, members of council, who would like to go first? Mr. Glickert, this is council member Mike Glickert.
You have a very, very impressive resume.
Thank you.
I think somewhere I read that you were thinking about coming in here with what's quote-unquote fresh eyes. Can you kind of elaborate on what you mean by fresh eyes?
I think it's kind of twofold. So obviously people who have been in U City for a long time, they can get bogged down in the history of it or old relationships, whether they be good or bad. And maybe they have a sense of what U City was and perhaps they want it to return to that. So I think because I don't have that history, it allows me to view things a little bit more evenly. I don't have biases already established. The additional kind of fresh eyes component is just because I'm younger. Millennials have a different interest in what they want in their housing stock and communities they want to live in. They don't want to live in Baldwin. They don't want to live in Chesterfield. It is established that they want to live in more urban settings where mass transit is a possibility for them, where they can walk to dinner, where they can go get some coffee, where it's a more walkable community. So I think just based on my age and the experience of the realtors, it allows me to enter the council with that knowledge and see the possibility for U City moving forward with new families and young homeowners.
One more question. And I will ask this of all of the candidates. What, in your thinking about this, seeing if you're appointed, what would be your top three priorities?
We'll go back to housing. If we want property values to continue to stay stable or rise, we got to look at the school district. There's no way around it. I think after that, it's safety. You know, people were held at gunpoint in the Loop a couple weeks ago, and people are going to stop going if they don't feel safe. And then after that, it's general services for the residents. If they don't feel like they're getting out of it what they're putting in, they're going to start to look elsewhere as well.
members. Mr. Crowe, this is Councilmember Terry Crowe.
Thank you. When you talked about services, do you have a feel in the 3 years that you've been here that the level of services or the cost of services are going up or going down in the appropriate direction, or do you see everything being status quo? I mean, because I think when you talk about services, that's a very broad topic. So do you see the level of service increasing, decreasing, or the prices increasing or decreasing?
I don't know that we have noticed a strong directional shift in the 3 years we've been here. I mean, you know, we moved from a city where we didn't really get any services, so the fact that people were picking up our trash was a big improvement. And that we had a playground down the street and all those things were really just added bonus to us. The vibe I get is maybe that services, that perhaps the older population is not feeling like they're getting what they need from them. So it would be something I'd want to learn more about and kind of just educate myself as to why people felt that way or if it was more emotional than anything else. I just need to know more, quite frankly.
And when you talk about, you mentioned schools being number one, which is a separate entity from city council. There's interaction, but not a lot of authority necessarily going back and forth. The next one you talked about was public safety. And in your mind, when you define public safety, what all does that include, and what would you like to see us doing differently than we're currently doing?
I think the most important thing is to make sure that the police officers feel as though they have the support of the council and the tools that they need to ensure the safety of its resident, of our residents. Again, that would be an area where I would really want to talk to the police officers and find out exactly what it is they felt we could be doing for them to help them do their jobs more effectively. I've had nothing but wonderful experiences with the police in New City. But I'm sure that there are some ideas that they have as to how we can help. So, I mean, really it's going to be educational. I'm not a public safety expert by any stretch of the imagination. I certainly wouldn't want to put myself out as one. So I would need information, and I am always willing to listen and learn.
And my final question is, this appointment would be, give or take, about 8 months. So if you were appointed end of July, what would your first week look like?
I think you guys would have a lot to do with that. I would hope to speak with each one of you individually and find out what you thought the top priority was over the course of the appointment moving forward. I would also like to meet with police, fire, and other municipal agencies just to see what they're thinking about, make the introduction, make sure the relationship is started. And I think that would probably take up the whole week. And also, you know, learning the charter back and forth and rules, all that stuff, just procedural things that are necessary.
Ms. Carr, this is Councilmember Paulette Carr.
Hi, Ms. McDonald. I'm asking the same question of all the applicants. What is your view of representative government? And before I turn the question over to you, let me say that when we had a bond issue, a couple of years ago, which you were here to vote for, the city said no to it, and to a large measure because they felt that they were uninvolved in the process. And then again, when we outsourced, the chambers were filled with over 300 people here, and again, the people indicated that they were not listened to, that their voice was never sought or heard. And so I am very curious as to how you would view your role as their representative.
I think anyone who is put in office, whether it be via appointment or election, has an obligation to listen to their constituents. You're there to represent them, and if you're not listening to them, if you're not giving them what they want, then you're not doing your job. But the rub is that sometimes people in the position of a council member or a representative of any kind have more access to information than the constituents do, and misinformation it spreads like wildfire. So I think the balance is trying to figure out if what your constituents are saying to you is true and based on fact and logic or if it's emotional. And part of the role of a council member is to educate their constituents, to make sure they have all of the information they need to make a good decision. But I do think there's a balance there in trying to figure out what's best for the city, what the constituents think, and making sure that you're not listening to people who are riled up over something that may or may not be right.
So you think that there's an educational component necessary?
Absolutely. I think it's your role, and you're their point of contact. So if you're not the one telling them what's going on, who's going to?
Okay. So aside from what you would do on your first week, I guess I would like to know how you would approach your role if you were selected as a council member. And I guess to elaborate a little bit on that, you know, you will be working with constituents. You will be working with council. We do not work directly with staff, but you will be working with the city manager and the city clerk. So what would be your approach?
Well, because it's an appointed position, I think constituent contact is really important. There may be people who would have rather gone to a vote or are just curious as to who I am. I'm newer to the area, so I would want to make sure that I was available to constituents for them to ask questions and figure out where I was on issues, and also to hear what's going on and what they think could be done better, what they like that's happening. I think anyone who came into this position and really thought that they would be running the show is arrogant, and I would have to take my cues from other council members and try to learn as much as I could from every one of you so I was making informed decisions. But I think the first step, and especially until the retention election, it's about constituent outreach. It's making sure they know who I am and they're comfortable with that.
Councilman Jennings, thank you very much. I've listened to your statements and read a couple times your background. You've been involved in politics directly and indirectly in Massachusetts, and probably were embedded in the community up there. I want to know, in politics, what would you say your weaknesses are?
In politics? I don't love being an attack dog, so I was the government affairs director for the St. Louis Association of Realtors, and generally, if I was calling a politician, it's because my 7,000 members were unhappy about what they were doing. Well, I can do that. It doesn't come naturally to me to really come down hard on people. Outside of the fact that I don't think it's the most effective way to operate politically, it is on occasion necessary, and that is, it's a weakness for me. I would rather work things out and compromise and figure out how we can all come to some resolution that we're comfortable with. I can be really myopic about the details of a bill, like really boringly so, to the point where someone just has to walk away from me about whether there's a difference between and or, and who cares, let's just move on. I think my former coworkers would tell you that was weakness. I think those are probably the two large ones.
You've obviously done well for yourself. Not everyone in UCity has done as well. What resources or plans would you think important for the other wards, specifically the third ward?
It's cool. I mean, I realize that that's not exactly what the council is focusing on, but
can you turn your mic on, please?
We have no real relationship other than we really coexist. So what other important resources or plans do you think could impact wards other than yours, and again, specifically the third ward?
I would say different programs that kind of expanded the outreach of the third ward and mixed the constituents within UCity. So when I was at the meeting on Monday night, you mentioned the program where people are picking up litter, and I think that's really important to make sure that the constituents of U City at large aren't just staying within their ward and don't understand what's going on for the other residents of our community. So outside of the fact that there's obviously benefit to picking up litter and beautifying the area, it's good to get people to shake hands with each other, say hello, and hear what's going on. So I think programs like that that accomplish something and get people to interact are really important.
Mr. Smotherson?
Well,
this is Councilmember Wayne Smotherson.
And I'm also in the third ward. But again, it's pretty much the same question that I asked previously with the first candidate, and that is, what's your relationship in the first ward? And I know you've only been there a short time, but and then the other question that I have is, if not chosen for this appointment, what would you do after to stay engaged with us, with U City?
So as I said, I'm a young parent, so we do talk with our other young parent friends in the neighborhood, and I'm a part of the University Hills Women's Group, so I go to their luncheons and different activities throughout the year, which is definitely a benefit to the neighborhood. But that's kind of my involvement so far in our neighborhood in Ward 1. That's been really great. I'd never expected to have like such a supportive, nice neighborhood, but been very happy.
What would you see as your greatest challenge in coming onto this council and just being here for perhaps 7 months or so?
What's the challenge about the short amount of time, or what's
no more the challenge coming into an already established group and the short time?
I think probably my largest challenge is just how much history I have to learn. There are, you know, institutional knowledge is not something you can Google. People have to tell you. So I think that is a challenge. And certainly there are people who have been in U City for decades who have applied for this. I do think to some extent that works against them, but at the same time, I'm gonna have to pedal pretty fast to catch up. In terms of the short time period, I think the challenge, it's not really the challenge of the time period, but it's the challenge of the way in which I would attain the position, is that it's an appointment. So you really, you have to do all the things that you would have done when you were getting ready to run while you're in the seat. So you have to establish relationships with people in your community and make sure that they would be at least interested in hearing what you have to say when you're running for retention. So I do think that kind of community building will take time. And I obviously, I think that's it. I think that's the answer.
And are you familiar with what is your understanding of our form of government, which is a council manager form of government, and where do you see how do you see yourself working within that form of government?
Well, my understanding, just charter city government, mayor, city manager, council members. I'm not sure. I guess I'm not sure exactly what you mean, how I see my role within that.
Well, we are really a policymaking body. And as Ms. Carr said, we don't actually work with staff. We can inquire of staff. But really, the city manager, we set policy. The city manager, whomever that is, actually runs the city.
So to that extent, I think I would see my role as someone who could perhaps add value in terms of legislative questions or drafting. It would be kind of a unique skill to bring to the council and hopefully help a little bit. And again, I realize I would be the new kid on the block, so I'm sure you all know a lot about it, but I would hope to be able to help in terms of very technical issues.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much, Maureen. We appreciate your coming in.